Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's really good to see everybody. Glad to see everybody back safely and restoration. But it's good to be with you guys. I really enjoy my time with you. Two little guys and gals, and more little day tomorrow as well. I want to talk to you about something you're probably pretty familiar with this morning. Nonetheless, I'm going to read it anyway, and you can follow along with me in your finger if you want to get a note for it. I want to read to you Matthew chapter 6, and it's the Lord's Prayer, so it starts in verse 9, Matthew 6. Jesus said to his disciples, here's what he said. Pray then in this way. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and glory forever. Amen. Well, today I'm going to be talking to your moms and your dads about loving God. As we talked about last time, today we're going to be talking about lessons in loving God. And this morning I want to talk to you about that same thing, but I want to talk to you about that same thing from a different sense. I want to talk to you about the Lord's Prayer and how it applies to loving God, because it's very important. Important for many reasons. First of all, it's in Scripture. But this is that place, the Lord's Prayer, where Jesus reminds us that we are to call God our Father. Now, that's just an absolutely wonderful thing that we need to keep in mind as we come to this particular prayer and think about how it is that we are to love God. Now, I want us to think about why it is, first of all, that this is so important for us when it comes to loving God. Why is it that praying is that important? Well, I want to first of all give the example of Jesus himself. I want you to think about the life of Jesus. You read through the Gospels, or when your parents read through the Gospels, family worship, how often do we find Jesus going out by himself praying? A fair amount were told in the gospel accounts. And that ought to surprise us. And it ought to surprise us because Jesus is the Son of God. He's God. Remember, he's Emmanuel. He's God with us. So you could think if anyone didn't need to pray, it would be Jesus. Because God would already know what Jesus was going to say because they know each other exhaustively. They share the same heart, the same will. They share the same essence. And so you would think that Jesus would be praying. But he does. And I want you to know something. Father and Son planned that from all eternity. If you were to go to Psalm 2, Psalm 2 is one of those songs that we sing pretty regularly. And it says, this is the Father speaking to the Son. It says, God says, Father says, ask of me, and I'll give you the nations. The Father is saying to the Son, ask, pray. And so part of the plan of God in our redemption includes Jesus praying to the Father as the Godhead. Now, if that does not encourage us to deepen our own Father-Son, Father-Daughter relationship with God, I don't know what will. Because we're following the example of Jesus in this way. But not only that, there's another motivator, I think, that gets us the answer why. Why I pray. And it's pretty simple. I want you to think about what life in your home would be like if you never spoke to your father or crazy is it for us to go through life thinking that we never have to talk to God, our Heavenly Father? So that's the life of God. Why do we love Jesus? Did it? He shows us the way. And it's just crazy to think that we wouldn't pray to our Heavenly Father. But I also want to talk to you about the how. Because I know that can be a little bit difficult. How? Let's just say something something to begin. I can pray a little bit. It's sometimes hard, or at least they think that it's hard. But I want to help you think about something that you've probably all seen before. Have you ever seen other churches on this one? Not for you, adults. So not really about it either. But for you, you guys in council, let me ask you a question. Yes. Have you ever watched a little baby, or not necessarily a little baby, but a really young little guy or gal, and he goes, "Well, you're a person, huh?" And the mom and dad goes, "Okay." But they understood that. You ever see that?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
And we can't, and as outsiders, we have no idea what just happened there. But mom and dad do, because they're listening carefully to their son or daughter say what it is they're saying. And they know just exactly what it is that they want or need at that moment. But you know what? When you go to God as a little guy or gal, and you can say a very simple prayer, you have a Father that listens better than an earthly mom doing. And He knows exactly what you need. No matter how broken or stumbling or halting it is, He knows exactly what you need. So when we talk about the how, there's a sense in which I want to help you just, go over and pray. Now, let's think about the Sermon on the Mount, because it actually does give us a little bit more of what our Lord said. And this is important for us as we think about how it is that we want to deepen our relationship with our Heavenly Father. And as we think about the Lord's Prayer, there's several things that I want you to think about as we think about the Lord. And here we are. We call Him Father. And then we say this, hallowed be thy name, or hallowed be your name. Hallowed. You know, I checked that. That was really in vogue back in about the 1600s. So 400 years ago, that was really a big time word. Not so much today, but as of 2010, it's kind of rise again. Check the statistics. But anyway, it's a word of respect. It's a who doesn't respect their dad, love their dad, look up to their dad. And when we say, hallowed be your name, we're saying, teach us to respect you, Dad, Heavenly Father. And then, we can ask for the kingdom to come, and that the Father's will would be done in heaven on earth. Now, I have to tell you something. I want to tell you something really important at this point. We can easily ask for God's kingdom to come out there. Or if somebody else needs the kingdom to come, right? Brother or sister, maybe you really need the kingdom to come in their lives. But here's what Jesus is really saying. Start with yourself. Ask God's kingdom to come more and more in your life. Ask for His will to be done more and more in your life. And that means reading the Bible, not knowing what His will for our lives is. But we ask for His will to be done in our lives. And then after that, we need to depend on Him. Jesus says, ask for your daily bread. And it's just a way of God saying, you need to depend upon me as your Father. And you know, that's hard for us, I think, sometimes, isn't it? But, you know, I heard a story that I want to share with you. It's just really brief. It's in the biography was a very famous theologian at Princeton Seminary. Princeton was a very big seminary many years ago. And Charles Hodge said, or at least some reported that he said, that whenever he lost a book or whenever he needed help, anytime, he always prayed to the Father for help. And Charles Hodge said, that he believed that constantly going to his Heavenly Father deepens his relationship with his Heavenly Father as he grew into a man. So let me encourage you to be praying always to your Heavenly Father, depending upon Him. And then we are to act like Him. You know that petition that says that we are to forgive our debtors as we have been forgiven our debts. In other words, in the same way that God has forgiven us our sins, we are to forgive others of theirs. Boy, that's sometimes difficult, isn't it? But that's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, for sin, you like your Father in heaven. And then, we need to pray that He'll keep us from harm, keep us from temptation, things that will harm our relationship with Him. You know, that's one of the really good things that we need to remember as young people. We never want to put ourselves in a position that will harm our relationship with our moms and our dads. And so Jesus is saying, if that's true, it's even more true with regard to your Heavenly Father. Never put yourself in a place where your relationship will be harmed with your Heavenly Father, and pray to Him to that effect. Now, I want you to know something. If you think about this Lord's Prayer, and I think it's probably better called the Disciples' Prayer, because Jesus is telling us as disciples, and you being the littlest disciples among us, it's our prayer. It's our prayer that we ought to be praying to our Heavenly Father. And I want you to know something. If you learn anything from this prayer, how to pray to your Heavenly Father, then you learn the lesson how to love God. And so I want to encourage you to put that prayer to use, because that's what Jesus wants us to do. Let me pray with you. Father in heaven, thank you for the day you've given to us, for these youngest and these littlest disciples among us. Thank you that you have been so pleased as to put them in this family of faith, and we ask and pray that they will learn